Right now, it is time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very happy to be joined by Jim Stephen. Jim is the executive director with the Gibson County Chamber of Commerce. Big weekend going on in Gibson County and in Princeton, to be exact. First of all, Jim, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Arvin. How are you?
Doing quite well. I appreciate you joining us this morning and talking about the Golden Heritage Days Festival that's going on in Princeton on the Courthouse Square. And, Jim, if you would, before we get into the actual events going on this weekend, talk to us a little bit about the work and the preparation leading up to this weekend.
Okay, great. Well, as you may or may not know, this is our 38th annual Golden Heritage Day celebration, and it's just the opportunity that the Chamber has to celebrate our wonderful heritage here in Gibson County and in the tri-state area. The preparation, I don't know that it ever stops. We work on this particular event almost year-round. We start in February with our festival planning committee meetings, but we were out at other festivals recruiting new vendors and getting ideas from other events and just always trying to improve upon our festival. And I think we've done a great job of that this year.
All right, well, let's get into that, Jim. Going on today and then tomorrow and Sunday, you got a lot of events going on. Let's kind of get into what we can expect in Princeton this weekend.
Well, we have a lot of music lined up for this weekend. We've got seven bands, and we're going to kick it off this morning at 10 o'clock with the Southern Hollow Dulcimer Group, and they are going to be playing their mountain folk-type music and just kind of setting the tone for the whole festival. And we've got the Princeton Public Library has their annual book sale. We've got an art show this year that we're very proud of and very happy about. The YMCA is bringing their rock climbing wall again this year. They brought it last year for the first time, and it was it got a lot of attention. We had a lot of climbers last year, so we expect that to be a big hit again this year. One of the crowd favorites is our Little Miss Mini Miss contest. And that'll be tonight on the main stage, beginning at 6 o'clock, I believe. Actually, it's 5 o'clock. Sorry about that. And then we have our second annual Best One Voice contest, and this will be our semifinal round tonight. And the winner of the Best One Voice actually will win a trip to the Voice television show contest. We make no guarantees that they can actually get on the show, but we're going to send them there and give them an opportunity to get on the show. So a lot of things going on today. We've got Wooden Wire is a local country band. They'll be playing at 7 o'clock tonight. And then after that, a local group, Descent. They're a classic rock band. They're really good. We had them last year, and we wanted to bring them back this year. So a big lineup just for today. And that'll be tomorrow morning. We have our City of Princeton is hosting their 5K walk run, and that will begin at Bicentennial Park. We hope to have a wiffle ball contest, weather permitting, and that'll be at Bicentennial Park again this year, starting tomorrow. And then we're also going to have a barbecue cook-off down in that area, and we're looking forward to that. We haven't done one before, but we'll have that again this year. We've got a 3-on-3 basketball tournament this year that we're very happy about. It's really a fundraiser. It's going to go to support a couple of families that lost their sons in a tragic car accident about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So we're having a fundraiser for them, and so that should be a lot of fun. The basketball contest will be a lot of fun.
So very, very nice. You got a little bit of something for everyone. That's great, Jim. Somebody who's kind of curious about the events going on in Princeton this weekend, maybe not familiar with the area, pretty easy to find the courthouse.
And we're right down the road from Lawrenceville in the Vincennes area, so just get on 41, come down to the first Princeton exit that you come to. That'll be State Road 64. And you'll go east on State Road 64 about a mile and a half, and you'll come right to the downtown, beautifully renovated downtown historic square that we have here. It's if you haven't been down to our downtown, you should come because it really is very nice.
Okay, very good. It's going to be a busy weekend, a fun weekend in Princeton. Sounds like things are going well in Gibson County, Jim.
We're very proud of what's going on right now. Just a lot of great things. We've got new businesses coming in, and we've got some housing starting. We've had a housing shortage, and we still do, but we have some developers and contractors who are taking the opportunity to invest in Gibson County. Just a lot of things, great things are going on in Gibson County. And as the director of the chamber, I just couldn't be happier with what we're seeing here.
You want to share your website with folks if they want to get information, not just on this weekend, but all things Gibson County?
Well, sure. They can go to www.gibsoncountychamber.org, and you'll get information on Golden Heritage Days. And you can go to our Facebook page also, Gibson County Chamber, and see our updates there, too.
All right. There you go. He is Jim Stevens. He's the executive director of the Gibson County Chamber of Commerce. Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Alvin, and I hope your listeners will come down and join us this weekend. I know they'll have a great time. Thank you.